Peace, love, and blessings. This is Oneness Sankara, purpose coach and purpose poet. And welcome to The Purpose Pod, the podcast to support you on your path to purpose. Thank you to all who have been listening to the show and showing your love thus far. I am very, very excited, as you can probably hear, about this series. I'm in the process of interviewing some special guests to bless you guys with more purpose vibration in coming episodes. So do stay tuned. Anyway, that is the future. This episode is the present, and I invite you to travel with me down memory lane. Now, the following excerpt is from a track that I had the pleasure of recording with the incredible Skank and Boogie, and its verses came to me whilst I was preparing for this podcast episode. So here it is.
Give up. I try to tell it, shut up, man. Shut up. But it's my own voice and it won't stop. And it's killing me, my own negativity, polluting my divinity and sapping up my energy. What does it want from me? Why does it need me? And it's killing me. Not killing me slowly or softly, but it's rapidly zapping me, trapping me. Like acid in my eyes, I can't see, and it's scaring me. It's the fear in me.
What's up? Why am I hearing? Give up. I try to tell it, shut up. But it's my voice, it won't stop.
And it's telling me, No, don't let go, don't flow, don't grow, don't let your light show. Stick to what you know, and what you know is me. I'm your friend till the end, trust me, you are me. But I'm not gonna flop, I'm not gonna drop, not gonna stop, not gonna call it off. I'm on a mission, it's not my decision, I was born of a vision. You may call it superstition, but it is intentional. That I'm not a material girl, that I'm here to answer my call, that I'm here to rock this world, that I'm here to cause a swirl in your consciousness. We all possess unlimited power that at this point we don't digest, we don't address the source, cause we think we can't see it. But take a trip into my soul and trust me, you will feel it. Believe it or not, shit don't stop. Check it.
Yes, going back into the archives. So what I realized about purpose is that it doesn't actually change. I mean, when I say that, I mean you don't get a whole new assignment. So purpose, one's reason for being, it changes in the sense that it evolves and expands and transforms, but ultimately it's the same assignment. And I say this because it can appear as though one can start life with one purpose and end up with a different one. And my own life can even appear like this. But when I listen back to poems like the one I just played, and I look back at different points in my life, I recognize that the purpose was always the same, but it was me that was different. And thus, my purpose could only really reveal itself to me within the confines of my paradigm. See, I believe that purpose, your reason for being, is etched within your soul and it speaks to you. And this was my experience. When I was younger, I'm gonna say younger, I felt like life didn't make no sense. What I was being told was different to what I was feeling. So I went in search of the truth. Now my first step was God, seriously. From about, you know, the ages of about 7, 8, like after Holy Communion, I can't remember exactly how old I was. But I was, you know, it was a big deal. You know, your family and your friends and, you know, your congregation, everybody came out, you dress up as bride. You know, I had a similar dress to what my auntie had when she got married in Trinidad. You know, I was in the thing. And so I was like, okay, I just got kinda married. Like, that's what big people do. This is big people stuff, right? This is serious. At the same time, I wasn't feeling fully connected to my spirit or deeply connected in terms of my relationship with God via the Catholic Church. And so with the support actually of my open-minded and very Catholic mum, yeah, Queen Mum, big up mummy, I went searching and I visited numerous churches. I'm talking about Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, all kind of Costal. I even went to like a Jehovah's Witness meeting, right? And what I found is that Christianity just was not adding up for me. Now, I say all of this as I am not bunning out anyone's story, right? You have to do what connects you to your truth, you know, to the Most High, to your own authenticity. And if your spiritual vocabulary is Christianity, if your route to the divine is through Jesus, and it makes you the light in the world that you are supposed to be, then like, more power, man, keep it moving. Anyway, I digress. The point that I'm making is that Christianity wasn't my bag. It didn't feel authentic to me. So it got me looking at what else there is. And I was given Christianity in a way, like without question, like that was it, standard. You want to be godly, like you want to be a righteous person, you want to do good in this world, like it was standard. There wasn't necessarily any kind of question about it. It was more really like which way you're gonna do it, but you're gonna have Jesus and God in your life, you know. And it was like, you know, how and where are you going to practice that? And I would, at maybe like, you know, I can't remember if it was Sunday school or Bible class. No, it must have been Bible class. I think I got too big for Sunday school. But verses like, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, I remembered it. Can't remember what book it's from, but I do. It's funny how things really stick in your psyche. But I would hear things like that and I would ask questions, and I would ask questions like, so what are we saying if, like, you know, we don't go through Jesus, we're going to hell, right? And then I would think, well, what about people that never heard of Jesus or Yeshua or Christianity, and they live a completely different life, and they're living a good life and they're being good people and they're making a positive contribution in the world. Are we saying that they're just going to go to hell because they don't know about Jesus? And I would get interesting answers. I'm sure, you know, big up to those Bible class teachers, because I did give y'all a run for y'all money. You know, and I would get answers. I would get answers such as, like, Christianity will find them, or, you know, pray for the answers, or look in your Bible, etc., etc. For me, it wasn't enough, you know, and it got me asking, like, what did people do before Christianity? You know, when I looked to history, I found that the reason why, you know, certain people were Christians in the first place historically was through a lot of bloodshed, like the Crusades or Maungamizi, slavery, colonialism, etc. And so it got me thinking. And now when I'm saying what did people do before, this is not like, you know, I'm not debating whether or not Christianity originally, or the ideas from Christianity or whatever originally came from Africa, because all human life came from Africa. So, and you know, if you want to go deeper on that, I'm probably not the person. You're better off speaking to a theologian. You know what? That word, theology. I can say theology. I can't say a theologian. Oh, did I just say it? Anyway, whatever. Or a historian, somebody who that is their area of study, and they can tell you a bit more about the origins of Christianity. But I knew even beyond Christianity, there were other practices, and it led me to want to find out more about them. What do people do in different parts of the world? And Asian practices were a bit more readily available to find, and so, you know, I looked there, and then I looked to Africa, and I started to find out about African spirituality and African practices and cultures, and that became my happy place. It still is my happy place, but it really became my happy place. And the past can do that sometimes, especially when you are or have experienced trauma, right? It can be really difficult to look at now, let alone try and look into the future. So we go back. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. We should go back. I wanted to go back, so I went back. I went back before all of this few hundred years of trauma, and through journeying and meditation and visioning and healing, I went back, and my ancestors, as welcoming as they were, said, thank you for coming, but we need you to go forward. We need you to go back forward, because you were not given the gift of human life now to live in the past. So take what you need from here and go forward and create the world that is for you and your generation. And as we have done, do something to help the generations to come. Lay the foundation so that when your offspring come to visit you, as you have done with us, you can send them forward with the confidence that they can do their work because you laid the foundation. I learned then about individual and collective purposes and to go and find my tribe. And I was told the more that I and others like me committed to being ourselves and living our truth, that we could collectively change things for the better. And that's what I'm doing now, you know? This is not something that's been done and completed. This is part of the journey of where I am at the moment. Now, one of the other things that I learned was that purpose within these cultures would be a given, you know? It was widely understood that people had a reason for coming to the earth. It weren't no little idle laylating. People came to the earth for a reason, with a gift, with a purpose. And with that knowledge, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child, there would be certain rituals or practices that would help that village prepare for that child, such as communing with the spirit of that child whilst in the womb to find out what are they coming for, what support do they need, how does the village prepare, etc., etc. Now, in the absence, I'm going to take a little sip of my big time tea. I don't know if you know about big time, but, you know, maybe we'll have an interview with a herbalist and talk about herbs. Anyway, the point is, in the absence of spiritual practices, right? You know, communicating with the baby in that way, etc., etc., we've got to like look for clues. We've got to be all Columbo and Jessica Fletcher on this purpose business and look through our lives and go, well, you know, what are the signs? What is it that's showing me why I'm here, what I'm here to do? You know, what do I gravitate towards, etc., etc.? And that's why I started off this episode with that extract from What's Up, because my purpose hasn't changed, but it has evolved. And I wrote that poem back in my early 20s. And I'm not in my early 20s, no. And work, you know, my work looked different then. And yet, my purpose was still being revealed, right? It was giving me signs. My spirit and my soul was speaking to me, telling me not to give up, telling me to keep searching, telling me to keep walking my path, telling me to confront what was going on inside me. And that my work here was to question and to open minds and heal hearts, and that I had to start with my own. So I'm asking you, what clues has your life given you in relation to your own purpose? You know, where have you evolved? Now listen, do not get this twisted. My purpose is still evolving, right? And, you know, I am striving to go deeper and deeper. The deeper I go, the more that I grow, and the better service I can contribute in my time on this planet. So everything that I share on this podcast, in this podcast, they are exercises and gifts that I either use or have used and will probably use again in my own purpose journey. And it's in that vein that I'm inviting you to come and join me in this exercise. As usual, I'm advising, please don't do this whilst flying a plane, hand gliding, flying a rocket, any kind of flying or operating machinery or surgery or anything like that. You can come back to this later. However, if for the next few minutes you are in a comfortable space, then I invite you to sit down, preferably with your feet firmly placed on the ground. However, if you need to be in a different position, which is more comfortable, then please adopt that and close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling. Now I'd like you to bring your attention to your heart space. And imagine that there is a bright, beautiful light shining from your heart. And it's getting brighter and brighter with each inhalation. Imagine this bright light spreading all throughout your body, lighting up everything that is good. All your cells, all your molecules are being positively activated by this beautiful bright light. And bring your attention back to your heart space, where this light is shining bright. And I'd like you to imagine that this beautiful, bright, beaming light is filled with solutions, answers, support, inspiration, and that you are able to ask it for absolutely anything. And trust that the answers which you are seeking, the right answers, will be revealed in its own unique divine timing. And in this moment, you can now Join me in asking this light show me my purpose, align me with who I have the potential to become for my highest and best, and the highest and best of all. Give me the courage to recognize my path and embrace my gifts, and the patience to allow my unique expression of my purpose to unfold and shine brighter than it ever has before. Take a moment in your own way to give thanks for this light, and know that it continues to shine brightly within you. Now bring your attention to your body, to your hands and your feet. Wiggle your fingers and your toes and become aware of your surroundings. And in your own time, open your eyes. So, how was that for you? As usual, hit me up on the socials and let me know your thoughts and experiences. And sisters, if you are on Facebook, then come and join me in Women on Purpose Facebook group. And if you want to go deeper into that purpose journey and you feel you need some support, then hit me up to find out how I can support your process. And that's all for this episode. So until we podcast meet again, peace, love, and purpose. And now I leave you with the full version of What's Up. Enjoy.
Revolution.
to revolt so we can rise up and move from one power system to the next. To evolve like the orbital motion of this planet, we must revolve, evolve and solve. But when we get stuck in a rut, we start to hear give up, give up, give up. And then we try to tell it, shut up, shut up. But it's our own voice, and it won't stop until it kills you.